Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carolyn Yeager with the Revisionist Report on Friday, August 5th. This is going to be another Caller's Day Friday. I don't have a guest, and so I have an open format. I want to comment on some of what was covered in these programs during this week. On Monday and Tuesday, I talked about totalitarianism, first in Germany, then in the United States. Then on Wednesday and Thursday, it turned out to be totalitarianism also, and media manipulation, because Schottenkönig was here telling us about the situation in Germany. I think he was an excellent spokesman, and I hope to have him back. It turned out that during the final commercial break yesterday, he said everything went quiet. There was no sound. He thought we dropped and stayed on Skype, but it was probably his Skype connection that disconnected. But he's a little bit new on Skype, so he probably didn't know what was going on. And I know when those things happen, you really don't know who it is, and you don't know what to do either. Now, the board op didn't try to connect with him again for whatever reason, so I finished the show without him. Anyway, nothing that happened was his fault, and in spite of all the difficulties with yesterday's program, for which I apologize, I think it was one of the best of my revisionist reports because of what was said and how it was said. And so I encourage any of you who missed it to listen to it in the archives, which costs only $1.33 a month, a real bargain. So if you haven't subscribed to the archives yet, I really would encourage you to do so. Of course, that's up to you. But now, if you listeners have any comment about any of these things from our four previous days, I welcome your call about it at 1-800-313-9443. Still, I probably could fill up the whole program without any difficulty. I have a lot of material here, which I've picked up partly just this morning. Some interesting things that I think apply to what took place previously this week. Now, one item I want to tell you about from my special German correspondent that I told you was writing to me about the Hess protest demonstration. He writes that our biggest tabloid, and because I'm going to be talking about the media today, our biggest tabloid Bild, Zeitung, that's B-I-L-D, Zeitung, which is 3 to 4 million circulation daily readers, he says that even less, he really means requires, I think, it even requires its journalists to subscribe, or really means to agree or to sign, in their job contracts to be Israel-friendly and actively support the right of existence of Israel. And they also demand loyalty to America and to NATO. He says, imagine every Bild journalist has to sign that or he doesn't get the job, even if he just reports about sports or celebrities. And now imagine a reporter with Palestinian roots who has to subscribe to such abomination. He says, Bild is part of the Springer Press, which is conservative and Zionist. Well, that's the end of what he wrote to me. Then he wrote about some other things. But often, I'm saying that often when they say conservative in Germany, it's not what we would call conservative, because both liberal and conservative in Germany are subversive of the true German values. And that's how I see it, as far as I can see it. Now, well, okay, that's perfectly timed. We're coming to our break, and we'll continue on about media manipulation when we return in 3 minutes.
Honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Hello again, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carolyn Yeager, and I'm talking about totalitarianism in general and media manipulation in particular today. And, you know, I was just mentioning what my German correspondent told me about the Bild newspaper in Germany, part of the Springer group, and that they, he says, now I don't, I'm just going by what he says, but he's always been very, very knowledgeable. He says that they, all their reporters and columnists and so on have to sign a job in their job contract that they will be friendly to Israel and they support the existence of Israel. Now, you know, is this freedom of the press? No, you know, it's not. This is controlled press. Absolutely. Now, I want to bring up another, revealing news story that came out yesterday by the AP, yesterday with Schattenkönig, Shadow King, we talked about a story that was in the English language German paper, The Local, which was just propaganda, pushing the idea that immigration was not a problem for Germans and that, you know, as long as they all believed, for the most part, you know, except for the lower intelligence ones, that if people, you know, non-Germans immigrated into Germany and became citizens, if they were good citizens and, you know, lived according to German laws and so on, they were just as German as anyone else. Well, you know, I disagree with that wholeheartedly. And now here's a story that's another, it's very different, but it's also pure propaganda. There is no purpose for this. This is not news, really. There's no purpose for it except to propagandize people for homosexuality. This story is entitled Man Interned for Homosexuality by Nazis Died at 98 years old. Now, this is, you'll find this on Yahoo anyway, as one of the featured stories of the day, you know, that you can click on and read. It's put out by the AP, Associated Press, but it has the dateline from Berlin. And it says that this man named Rudolf Brazda, is believed to be the last surviving person who was sent to a Nazi concentration camp because of his homosexuality. And, you know, he's recently died. This was announced by a German gay group. My comment right off the bat here is, without knowing anything about this man, I do know that he was not sent to a concentration camp because of his homosexuality, which is what they say. They didn't send people, Germans, to concentration camps in Germany in the Third Reich simply because they were homosexual. That is one of the big lies that is put out. These people were all convicted of crimes of exhibiting their homosexuality, or that, you know, they're, you know, in public in such a way that it was a public, they were a public offense. They were, you know, there were some laws about that. And as long as homosexuals lived quietly and didn't bother anybody and practiced their homosexuality, you know, you might say, in the closet or undercover, or not, you know, not making a spectacle of themselves like they want to do now, nobody bothered them. But this man did not do this. Now, let's go on. It says that he was sent to the Nazis' Buchenwald concentration camp in August 1942 and held there until, 1945. Now, that means, ladies and gentlemen, that he was a political prisoner. That's who went to Buchenwald, and probably in the communist resistance. In any way, he was some kind of a person who was against the regime, and he was actively against it, and he was arrested for that reason. But they're not going to say that. Now, it goes on, always Nazi Germany, blah, blah, convicted some 50,000 homosexuals as criminals, it says. I really dispute that it convicted 50,000 homosexuals as criminals. They don't say where that number comes from. You know, these newspapers and the people who write these articles, they just lie. That's all they do. You know, so you don't know unless they show any kind of proof or some kind of source or some reason to believe that this number of 50,000 is right. You know, there's no reason to believe it, because then it goes on to say, an estimated 10 to 15,000 gay men were deported to concentration camps. All right, so they had convicted 50,000, but obviously only 10 to 15,000 were sent to concentration camps. And that was the prisons of the day. So that's where they would have gone if they were convicted, you know, of a lawful crime. So that's a much smaller number than the 50,000, you see. Whatever that means, convicted and then let go or something, you know, whatever that means, I don't know. Probably this is just a total falsehood. But then it says where few survived, you know, few of this 10 to 15,000 survived. Another lie, because they probably, a lot of them survived. They don't put any, again, that's just a vague statement where few survived. And everybody, oh, yeah. Just imagine all these poor homosexuals being murdered. Well, you know, if the homosexuals didn't survive these camps, it was because the other camp members did them in. It wasn't because the Nazis did them in the camps. They didn't have those kind of programs, but they did have the program, but they did have other inmates who wouldn't have liked homosexuals if they made their sexual preference known, because homosexuality was not approved of then as the way that it has been forced on us to approve of it today. Now, the article goes on. A memorial to the Nazis' gay victims was unveiled in Berlin in 2008. You know, it wants to tell us that, how wonderful that is. And we know that this memorial that was designed and built in Berlin. Berlin is filled with this awful stuff. It is the ugliest thing. Another one of these horrible, ugly things that is just depressing. And they want to depress you. They want to depress Germans. That's what they want to do. Okay. Then it talks about Brazda, the man himself. He grew up in eastern German town of Musselwitz and repeatedly ran into trouble with Nazi authorities over his homosexuality before being sent to Buchenwald. See, he was a repeat offender. He was openly exhibiting his sexual depravity. That's what I'm saying. Now, you can put it whatever way you want, but he was repeatedly getting into trouble because he was not keeping his homosexuality under wraps. therefore, he was finally sent to a camp. Okay? And it says that he lived in Alsace in eastern France after World War II. Alsace had been part of Germany. Now it was part of France after the war. And it said that earlier this year, he was named a Knight of the country's Legion of Honor. Now, therefore, probably because he was working in the resistance. Or, you know, who knows why France is doing that? But it's all, you know, part of the European Union agenda, which is a Zionist agenda. All right, then it says Berlin's openly gay mayor, Klaus Wowereit, met him in 2008 and was so regretful of his death. He says he is an example of how important the work of remembrance is for our future. You know, so sickening. Here Berlin's openly gay mayor is saying, oh, it's just so terrible. You know, we need to remember this homosexual and how he was persecuted and how important the work of remembrance is. These are the Germans who are working against the true German nation so much. That's just another example of this propaganda they keep putting out. Another little piece of propaganda is this a silly article I saw today that says healthy eating is a privilege of the rich. Now, this is a totally different topic, but it's just another example that they put out to promote a certain kind of beliefs. You know, they say a healthy diet is expensive. Now, this is also the AP. Healthy diet is expensive, and therefore the government should do more to help consumers eat healthier. Well, a healthy diet is not expensive if you know what healthy is, and if you're willing to cook or prepare food instead of buying pre-prepared junk food, you know, and the government doesn't know what's healthy. The government guidelines on healthy eating are all wrong. So they're prepared by the industry, I think. So therefore, this is another thing just trying to tell you that these poor people, all these people on welfare, they're not able to eat healthy. Because they don't have enough money. Therefore, you really have to give them more money. You have to take care of these people. All this vast underclass that has to be taken care of by the government because they're not getting what they should. Well, as you know, I think they're not, you know, people are not intelligent enough to understand how to eat. They're being programmed by the food industry, and they're not helped by the medical industry to understand what healthy eating is. But healthy eating is not expensive, period. All right. Now there's another story about let me check the time here. Okay. There's another story about a 21-year-old Kosovo Albanian charged with the fatal shooting of two U.S. airmen outside Frankfurt Airport. And they're going on trial at the end of this month. So it's in the news. This is under the headline of something about a trial in Frankfurt is going to be underway. Now here we're really getting down into the nitty-gritty here. This guy, Uka, his name is. Uka, a Kosovo Albanian who grew up in Germany. All right. He grew up and he's one of those who is considered, oh, he's a German, you know. He confessed shortly after his capture to wanting to kill American troops because of U.S. involvement in Afghanistan. So he's an Albanian, but he's a Muslim. And so he's against anything that's done to Muslims anywhere. And he decides he's just going to kill some people in Germany, even though he grew up there. Because of what they're doing in Afghanistan. We'll continue with this, ladies and gentlemen, when I get back after this 3-minute commercial break.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, the government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper. Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experience process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carolyn Yeager, and I am in the middle of telling you about a news story about this Kosovo Albanian who grew up in Germany and ended recently, or I don't know how recent it was, but it says March 2nd attack. On March 2nd, he killed two American soldiers, airmen, who he had no knowledge, who just walked up to him. Actually, he killed one. Let me continue with the story. The other person was not an airman. So it says, according to the indictment, this UCA was radicalized over time by jihadist propaganda that he saw on the internet. And the night before the act, he had watched a video that purported to show American atrocities in Afghanistan, but it was actually a clip from a Hollywood film. See, now here you have someone who is not able to distinguish between a clip from a film and a real news, news footage. So anyway, how true that is, who knows? But he says that he approached one of the men. There were two airmen standing, actually waiting for a bus to take them to where they were going. They had just arrived from the United States, I think. And he approached one of them for a cigarette as a pretext to get closer. And then when one of them said they were on their way to Afghanistan, he pulled out a pistol and shot him in the back of the head. He shot one of them in the back of the head. Senior Airman Nicholas J. Alden from South Carolina, 25 years old. Now he boarded the bus and shouting Allahu Akbar, we know that's Arabic for God is great, and shot and killed the driver, who was another airman. He was 20. So this was a service vehicle. He was a 21-year-old airman, first class Zachary R. Cutterback from Virginia. And he started firing at the people on the bus. He wounded two of them. One lost his sight and one eye permanently. And then his gun jammed and he fled. nobody even was able to, nobody even stopped him. Of course, I guess they're all sitting back there in the bus and they couldn't reach him. I don't know. But anyway, now this is, you know, this is a minor story. You don't see, I never saw it before. It's not plastered all over the place like Breivik is. Of course, Breivik killed a lot. But if you add up all these other stories of these people who go, you know, berserk and start killing others and who they are and what race they are and what nationality they are, it would add up to hundreds and hundreds. And yet they don't make a big deal out of this. So this is an interesting story if you can read it properly and understand what it's telling us. I want to tell you, before I go on any further, that on Monday I'm going to have a very special guest, and his name is Eberhard Fuhrer. Eberhard is was a young boy. When he was 17, he was interned in one of the United States camps. He won't call it concentration camp. He calls it internment camp, with his family. And he was there for about almost five years, or a little over 5 years. But he was interned when he was 17, and he wasn't released until he was 21. That was a long time, and it was several years after World War II ended before his family was released. And he, in his retirement years, he decided to begin talking about this, and he has quite a good program, and he is associated with a lot of others who are trying to bring this to the attention of the American public, which is the internment of Germans and Italians during from like around 1942 on in these camps, because the only ones that are ever spoken about are the Japanese, and they should be spoken about, but the Japanese organized together, and the Japanese government brought pressure, and the United States Congress passed a resolution some years back apologizing for the way they treated Japanese in the United States. And a lot of these were Japanese Americans, it's true, and the Germans were mostly German nationals, not American citizens, but they had been here for a long time, and they were, you know, they weren't causing any problem. But it's one of these things that happens in wartime. But it happens in a way that is not taking consideration of individuals or anything being sensitive toward people. Eberhard was arrested in his high school. He was in high school, and he was on the football team, and I think he was almost an honor student. He was very active and got along, you know, and the FBI or whoever it is comes and arrests him right in his high school in front of all his classmates and puts handcuffs on him and takes him away, and then he tells about the rest of his experience. Well, his experience is very, very interesting. I would like you to listen to it, so I encourage you to let other people know about this program on Monday. And his goal, of course, is to have some recognition for what took place against the Germans and the Italians. And the reason that it is not, you know, right now the occasion for this is that there is a memorial. There is the camp in Heart Mountain. It's called Heart Mountain Memorial. Is going to open soon, and Tom Brokaw is going to be there for the opening, and a bunch of media celebrities and so on, Congress people and so on, which was the site of a Japanese internment camp. And they're making a big, it's going to be like, you know, like an Auschwitz type place. I mean, it's now a memorial where you can go and visit and see how the Japanese lived there and how they were treated and all of this. Whereas today, and the Japanese have been financially compensated, but today, nothing will be done about the Germans, for which the same thing happened. And that is because of one group, I am sure, the Jewish people who dominate Congress, who refuse to allow anything about reconciliation for Germans or German victims to take place. All right, we'll be back in a few minutes.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Extend your life with
Extendovite. When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body.
All right, welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're here now for our long segment. This is Carolyn Yeager on the Revisionist Report. And as I said earlier, I welcome callers today at 1-800-313-9443. Those of you who called yesterday and didn't get on, you're welcome to call today, and I'll be sure to take your call. That's Dave and Steve. But maybe nobody's listening today. So I will continue with just one more comment from a news story that came out again just today. Prosecutor, Norway killer holding back info. All right. Within this story, it's talking about how this Breivik has now realized that he's in isolation, and that wasn't part of his plan. You know, his plan was to be able to talk and make his case. So he said that he hadn't thought of being that would have happened, and he should have thought of that. So he didn't think of everything. And of course, they keep coming out with these little stories about him so we can keep remembering what a terrible guy he is. But what interests me in this story is it says earlier Thursday, former Prime Minister Gro Harlem Brundtland, former Norway Prime Minister, okay, who left the Utøya's Island youth camp just hours before the massacre, said the day will be remembered as one of the country's darkest. Now, you know, so he was on Utøya Island. He is a member of the Labour Party, and he was one of those participating there, but he happened not to be there when this occurred. And he's speaking at the funeral of one of the victims, and in tears, he says, the loss of young life can never give any meaning. Anyway, it then says Brundtland, who was prime minister for 10 years, led a left-leaning government, left-leaning, you mean real left, not just left-leaning, government with liberal immigration policies. And in his manifesto, Breivik denounced Brundtland. So, you know, Breivik pointed out to Brundtland as one of the bad guys in Norway. And Brundtland, of course, represents that side. And he had very liberal immigration policy. So, well, that, you know, that's just what we're dealing with. It looks like I might have a caller, and it is Dave. Okay, hi, Dave. You get your chance now.
Oh, hi, Carolyn.
Yeah.
Hey, Carolyn, you know, I listened to your show yesterday, and it kind of bears on yesterday's show, but, you know, I've been spending the last few months in Boston, and I'm on the subway a lot, and, the, you know, they call it the T, you know, on the train and the subway and everything, and I bump into these... I bump into these people that are speaking German, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, and I'll start talking to them and everything, and more often than not, Carolyn, they're Jews. Because I grew up in right next to a big Jewish neighborhood in Boston, and I was also a New York City cab driver. I know Jewish people. I went to school with them. I drove them around for all through the 70s in New York City. I know Jewish people, but they're... Most of these Germans that are speaking German that are over here as tourists or whatever, and about, you know, that are here in Boston either on vacation or on business or because of all the higher institutes of learning around here and everything. But more often than not, they're Jews.
Well, I wouldn't be surprised, and especially in Boston, because Boston, as far as I know, is heavily Jewish. You know, we know New York City is the capital for Jews, but Boston is in the running there, you know, second or third place or something after maybe Florida or L.A. or something.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, this is a very Jewish city. You know, there's so few people, Calvin, I'm sure you've noticed, but and your guest was talking about it a little bit. Now, I was been wondering if what's going on in this country has been going on over in Germany. I've noticed, but let me put it to you this way, Carolyn. In advertising, you know, all the advertising from Madison Avenue, these Jewish advertising executives and everything that control print, especially in print and everything, at all the malls and in the subway, even the military recruiting posters, everything. Now, if they eliminated all blonde-haired, blue-eyed females, everyone would take note. Everyone would know, say, what the hell? I go to the mall and the subway, the army, the military recruiting and all these magazines. Blonde-haired, blue-eyed women have disappeared. The Jews will not use blonde-haired, blue-eyed women in any of their advertisements. Mm-hmm. And yet, that very thing has happened with blonde-haired, blue-eyed men. They're completely these cultural Marxists, these Jewish supremacists on Madison Avenue that control all the advertising around the country. They've completely, actually, they've, in general, they've eliminated the white European man in all advertising.
Hmm.
Specifically, they've completely eliminated. You will never see a blonde-haired, blue-eyed man in anything that's
advertised. I'm going to pay attention to that, and you're probably right, because we see all these blonde, blue-eyed women paired with dark, if they're not dark-skinned, they're at least dark-haired, and they usually are of a different nation, you know, of a different ethnicity or race. Men, that's what you see. You're right.
Yeah, like if you see medical plans advertised at the hospital, if you're at the bank, like banking plans, the white woman is never shown standing next to a white man. She's been...
No.
Disassociated from the white man. She'll be surrounded with you know, Africans and Asians and Hispanics and so on and so forth. But never ever will she be shown next to like this whole generation of young women and everything, all the magazines that they look at. They've never ever seen they've been completely disassociated from the white boy or the white man. They're either with each other, kind of like in lesbian scenarios, or if they're shown with a male at all, it's a non-white male. But I've noticed on the subway, I'm a great observer of people, Carolyn. I learned to observe people because I was a nighttime taxi cab driver all my life, and all I did was study people, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And, like, when I'm in the subway, these white women, Carolyn, have been conditioned to, there'll be an empty seat next to me. And it's not just me. It's other white guys. Now, if a white woman gets on the subway, She's very, very uncomfortable sitting next to a white guy. But if
really,
really,
yeah, I find that hard to believe. I mean, I would be far more comfortable.
Yeah, because you've got your head screwed on straight, Carolyn. But especially these young ladies. Now, if there's a seat, you know, they're very comfortable sitting next to a black or an Oriental, an Asian, or anything else. They're the most. I've studied this for quite a long time, and so that's, and then another thing, they use these women, they associate them with all these luxury items, too. They're never, when they're shown with these luxury cars, advertising luxury cars and luxury jewelry and the highest priced liquor, the finest liquor, everything, they're never with the white man. And so they're associated with, so these white women, they associate the good things in life, having the good life and everything, apart from the white man.
Yeah, and more white men can't provide that, and that's very true. This is very, very important what you're saying, Dave, and it just points out we need to be very more sensitive than we are, more observant, as you say you are able to do. We need to be far more observant of what is being sold to us and what we're looking at and seeing, because we're in a vast pool of propaganda all the time. And, you know, for someone like me who stays home a lot and is working at home, and I don't get out and about and see all that, and, of course, I don't live in Boston, you know, it's not in my face that much, but I do see it, of course, all over the computer in the advertising and so on. So I can affirm what you're saying from that.
And then I had a very, very good friend in New York, Carolyn, who was a very, very good friend. He was from L.A., and he was a very, very good friend of a big shot in the music industry. And I won't mention his name or anything, but he told us that in the music industry that all love songs, any love songs, see, in the past, they're just in the 60s and 70s, this Motown and everything. All these love songs, and I mean, the Jews control the music industry, but all love songs, romantic love songs, were to be sung by black men. No white men were to sing these lovely, beautiful, romantic songs about loving women. And the reason I point this out, I listen to a station in Boston out of Cambridge here. It's called the Memory Station, and everything, and it goes back into the 50s and around World War II. And these white guys, these white men, vocalists and everything, they sing the most beautiful love songs. But see, this younger generation of white women have only heard black men singing these beautiful love songs.
You're so right. You're so right. And, you know, there was a station like that where I live, and I used to make kind of fun of it, but then I started listening to it finally, you know, as time goes by. And it was so soothing. Your old favorites and so on, just like what you're talking about. But it's mostly 50s and 60s, not so much 40s. But I do like music from the 40s. And then, just recently, they cut that out. And that had been going on for years here, this station, because there are a lot of older people where I live. And yet now they changed it to a country western. And we've already got a bunch of country westerns, so it's just awful. So that has been eliminated. But I don't think, I think it's from popularity point of view. I think they thought that it just, they didn't have enough listeners.
Yeah, well, Bob Bintner, that runs this station, he has no advertisers. We donate. He does fundraising now once a year, and it's just listener supported. And, you know, people won't he said he'd have a hard time. He wouldn't be able to play the kind of music he plays if he tried to get at, you have, again, these Jewish advertisers and everything. But now the last thing I'll leave you with, Carolyn, it's just the circumstance of my life, but I'm always around veterans, okay? My whole life, I always live with veterans. So I live with all these black guys, and God bless them. Most of them are wonderful guys and everything, but they tell me about when they were over in Germany. They tell me how easy the German girls are, how the German girls love black guys and all this stuff and so on. So, you know, somehow the same thing I'm sure is going on over in Germany that's going on in other words, Carolyn, romance and good loving, you know, good loving and just love and romance and all that. It's just been associated with the black man. The white, the Jews have these white guys playing some creepy heavy metal or punk rock music that naturally the women don't find that appealing at all, but they just swoon over these black guys singing these beautiful love songs. Well, white guys can sing. White guys can sing beautiful love songs too, like they used to, but the Jews won't let them.
Well, what are these black guys doing now? You said how they talked about how it was in Germany. Is it the same here now for them, or are they kind of bragging, do you think?
They got all the pictures in their lockers. A friend of mine just this morning was showing me this beautiful. He said she was Sicilian, but she had blue eyes, a beautiful girl, and she's got the black babies from this guy, and you know he doesn't even take care of them or anything else, you know.
It is a plan. It has been put forth, and before we were too stupid to even realize what they were doing. Because we were being so sold on how evil it was to discriminate against anybody. And this we need to wake up to this whole thing. And unfortunately, the vast majority of white people have not woken up to it and are still falling for it.
Marilyn, I look upon it as one big Holocaust. I mean, you can go, we were Holocausted in the Civil War. The white race was Holocausted in World War One. Mm-hmm. We were Holocausted in World War Two. And the Jews are Holocausting us now and exterminating us. And those Jews that perished in World War II are just minuscule compared to all the white guys that died in World War II and World War One. These wicked, evil, filthy Jews are trying to exterminate my race. And I don't appreciate it, Carolyn.
Yeah. What is your nationality, Dave?
I'm 100% Irish-American. 100%.
All right.
And hit.
Well, the Irish are really, I know the Irish are good comrades. The Irish are real fighters. They have that quality. Okay, well, thanks for the call, Dave. It really was a good call, and I appreciate it.
Okay, Carolyn, thanks for taking the call. And we need good alpha females like you to fight for to fight for our species, Carolyn.
Well, thank you. I am trying.
Yeah,
and I agree with you. We do need more.
I think you're just a gift from heaven.
Okay. Oh, well, thank you. All right.
Okay.
Well,
bye-bye.
Bye, Dave. Okay, that was a good call from Dave. Dave has a lot of good things to say, and he's very clear about it. All right, you know, I'm going to return a little. I don't have too much time before our next break, but I want to say a few words about what we were talking about yesterday and the Stauffenberg clique and the Valkyrie assassination plot and so on. And that was, one of the things that's forgotten, there's a lot I could say, but one of the things that is forgotten in this whole talk about this plot that they've made a big deal out of and turned these men into heroes is the people who died in this bomb explosion that was intended to kill Hitler. And they didn't care who else it killed. Now, this whole plot was by mostly Wehrmacht officers, high-level officers, and even on the staff, Hitler's staff, I can't think what they call that right now, but so those who were killed in this explosion, I just want to name who they were. It was four officers were killed. Killed were the stenographer who was there taking the notes of the meeting, which was Heinrich Berger, and General Rudolf Schmundt, who was an adjutant to Hitler, a very, very good man. Everybody said so. He didn't die until about 1 or 2 weeks later from his injuries. Colonel Heinz Brandt, and Colonel and General Gunther Korten were killed immediately or shortly, you know, died very shortly afterward. And then there were quite a few that were injured. One, two, three, four, five were injured. Now, you know, these people, these German officers that were supposed to be such heroes, they went about there trying to assassinate Hitler in the most clumsy way by planting bombs, which would kill a lot of other people. And there were several bomb explosions against Hitler, which killed others. The first one that I don't have time to go into, but killed a lot of Nazi Party members. But it didn't kill. But Hitler left before the explosion went off. See, Hitler was always somehow divinely had some kind of guidance which told him what to do. And this particular incident is just where somebody shoved the home. The.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Are you serious about maintaining or improving your health? If you are, you need Terravim. Terravim offers a full line of vitamins, minerals, and herbs for people serious about enjoying a healthy lifestyle. Our product lines include Alamax, Magnesite, Silver 100, Natura Health Products, Gala Herbs, and Terravim's private label, and undergo rigorous clinical studies by leading researchers and contain physician-grade research-based therapeutic doses of nutrients. All of our vitamin, mineral, and herb products are manufactured under current good manufacturing practices in an FDA-registered production facility, and we guarantee that the ingredients in the supplements are exactly what's on the label. We also provide free consultation for all our products along with general wellness information. All orders over $45 ship free, and all orders received by 3 p.m. ship the same day. When shopping online, enter the coupon code RBN for a 10% discount. To order now, call 1-866-647-4372. That's 1-866-647-4372, or visit terravim.com.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I'm back for the final segment of today's program. The bumper music didn't come on, and so I was talking away there. I don't know when I got cut off, but I was trying to say, and not doing, getting a little tongue-tied, about how Hitler escaped all these attempts, but other people didn't. Other people sometimes were killed, innocent people. Another thing about this plot was that leading up to it, they were giving information to this Feldgebel, who I mentioned yesterday, was giving information to, through his tele, he was chief of communications. He ran all the telephone messages, and very, very high level guy. Everything went through him. So he was privy to it all. And it, you know, top, top secret. He was privy to, and he had it set up so that these people in Switzerland could listen in, And then they passed it on. There were Soviet agents there. They passed it on to the Soviet Union so that they knew the military plans. And they were able to defeat the German attacks that had been planned, that were excellent plans that would have succeeded but for this. And so thousands of German soldiers were killed, and officers too, that wouldn't have been otherwise. And in the end, it might be up to a million German fighting men who were killed because of these traitors. And yet they're considered, of course, great heroes in Germany today. I would like to go on more about Stalin, but I'm going to take the call from Paul, because Paul always has something good to say in the last few minutes. Paul, hi.
Yes, I'm responding to your previous caller.
Okay.
Yeah, and he was talking about blacks, and I've observed in my personal life that blacks are very good at seduction, the black men. And in a sense, it makes sense, because generally they come out of impoverished families. And in my opinion, they're impoverished because of dysfunctional families and a bad work ethic. And so, in a sense, the only thing they have, since they generally don't have money, is the social skills they develop to seduce naive white women. Mm-hmm. And I've observed many times you see these white women with their mulatto children without a husband around.
Mm-hmm.
And this is really should be a cautionary tale to all white girls, and more importantly, their fathers.
Well, sure, it should be. And I want to add to that, Paul, if you don't mind me breaking in here, that I think all, and this is not a criticism, really, but I think that all dark-skinned men are good seductors. Is that what did you call them? You had the right word for it.
Yeah.
Good at seduction. And I think even Mediterranean men, or what we call Latinos types, are much better at seduction than northern white European men. And this, a lot of naive women fall for this. And I will tell women out there, you know, if you're a Northern European stock, you should look for Northern European men. You, on the long run, you'll get along with them. You won't get along with the others. But this is an interesting topic. I think I hear the music already. How can that be? What else would you like to say?
I just am agreeing with you. Generally, people should stick to your own. Within your own group, and have children that are more similar to like yourself.
Exactly.
And there's an excellent book on that by Frank Salter called, I think it's called On Genetic Self-Interest, and I recommend people get it and read it.
Yeah. Thank you, Paul.
Yep.
You too. All right, so long, listeners. Come back next week for Eberhard Furr. I really encourage you to listen to that program.
Gold, ever glow.